Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, only God knows why. Welcome to it.
I like, somebody moved the divider. I can't see you. I really like it.
I do like this, yes.
Okay. I'm looking I like that
back
I can't
of
see
something.
I'm
get to see
put a
knobs.
Picture, I'm going
to
put a picture here of like Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh from South Park or something.
Mr. Hanky?
Mr. Hanky, yes.
I could shift left and just push him further into that wall.
No, you stay right there.
Thanks, Will.
We're
going to see. All of a sudden, your microphone doesn't work, John.
It's not working now?
No, it's not working.
How crazy
is that? Amazing. It's amazing how that works.
First two segments are going to be John Willett discussing the SafeCon. And then
say
we have,
hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, hey.
And then we have two female surprise guests on that were here for the diversity shoot, are also members of the range, are also female, are also people of, I don't know, different shades of color, right? One of them is bright red. That's a color,
bright
right?
Red is
okay.
Good.
Yes.
Unlike our Republican presidential candidate, who is what, orange, like no, yam
the first,
color.
He's very, the talking yam.
The talking
I'm alive
yam.
For the first black president, and I might be able to see the first orange president. That excites me.
That's very good.
So it's pretty cool. You know, I don't know what color's next after that.
I don't know. We don't. It's a rainbow.
We'll see. I would like to just take a moment. And talk about what all everything that happened with Orlando. First, we had that singer who was executed by a crazed fan. And then we had the Pulse nightclub where the gay community was just decimated by this crazy terrorist. And then we had the two-year-old kid that was attacked and killed by the alligator.
Not a good day for the town of Mouse.
But, you know, I want to talk about this, and there's a lot of videos went viral about 5 years ago, Sandy and I did a show, and we talked about in a situation like that, ladies and John in here, is we call it Rush the Nut, because you had 300 people in that nightclub, and he had 30-round magazines, and you guys are gun guys. You know he had to reload at one point, right? But the mentality, the fight or flight reflex, is everybody ran running and screaming in what they thought was a safe direction, being summarily executed, where if 10 people took the initiative to run in the opposite direction, because there's a good chance you're going to get killed either way, so you might as well get killed fighting instead of fleeing. But just something to think about, and there are videos out there now about what to do in an active shooter situation.
I think there's still a lot that we need to learn about the situation, though, because, I mean, it did take place over about 3 hours.
Sure.
So it wasn't like everyone, you know.
Yeah, but he killed a lot
instance.
Of people in a few massive
right.
bursts. And but again, it's our mentality is obviously we see something, we run in the opposite direction. And you know,
wait
it's
for the
night,
police. We
yeah,
wait for the police.
It's
the
a nightclub. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And you're right, John. We can second guess everything.
Oh, yeah,
it's just that it was tragic, and unfortunately, we have a lot of grandstanding where they're turning it into a gun issue and not a radical Islam issue.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Which is really pissing me off. But like you say, it's not a surprise. So, John, before we let the ladies step all over you in the studio, because I haven't formally introduced them yet, let's get an update of what's going on with New Jersey SafeCon. Now, we know Rhiannon's going already. We're doing a radio show there already.
That's right.
We don't know if Dee is going yet, and we'll interrogate her and guilt
change.
Her into it later.
That'll change, yeah.
But it's July 30th, and it's at the Parsippany Hilton.
That's right.
And there's going to be tables and everything set up. And what's going on? Tell us what's going on.
We're
going
to have a whole bunch of exhibitors there. We're going to have our sponsors there. It's going to be July 30th. We're going to have a bunch of presentations. We were able to confirm Kathy Chatterton. We're adding her to our...
She's my president.
That's right. She's the president of ANJRPC. She's also a national champion shooter.
Oh, yes, she is. She was on the Les Bear pistol team for many years.
Yep. And she's going to be there talking about, you know, the kind of the heritage of firearms ownership and activism here in the state of New Jersey. And, you know, we're going to get a good context to how, you know, we fit in and how our current activism fits in. With like a larger picture. I think it's going to be a nice change of pace from a lot of the content, because we do have some informationally dense presentations. You know, Dan Schmutter is going to be presenting, and we always
but he's a
get
lawyer.
To take a
look. But he's good.
And that's
he's
what
good.
We want. And that's why he's there.
And Scott's big picture.
Scott's big picture. And we're also going to have Dr. Pirelli there. And I see that one as being a presentation where there's going to be a lot of information to take away from it.
For you guys that don't know, Dr. Gianni Pirelli has been on the show before, and he's going to address mental health issues. Because in New Jersey, like some other states, we have a real paradox here. Rhiannon, you feel a little depressed. If you go to a doctor, you're, in essence, probably giving up your gun rights in New Jersey. But if you don't go to a doctor, your mental health could get worse. So they put us in a position where they prevent people from going to get help because you don't want to admit you're going to get help and then possibly lose your gun rights. So it's a real paradox. And we've had him on the show to discuss this already. And he's a very good resource to have. And he's going to be speaking that day.
And he's also going to be discussing the role of psychologists and with firearms and also psychological issues as it related to some of these incidents that we've been seeing with the mental health aspect, some of the shooting incidents and that we've seen. So there's going to be a whole different selection of presentations that are going to be happening. They're all going to have a different feel to them. It's not going to be, you know, similar presentations all day. We have a nice variety of different subjects covering the whole scope of Second Amendment advocacy and people who are into shooting, all the topics that they'd want to have covered.
Now, this starts at 10, right? On Saturday, July 30th?
The doors are going to open at 10 for the exhibits, and then the presentations will probably start somewhere around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
So what's happening, ladies, is there's going to be exhibits like Gun for Hire, RTSP, Bullet Holes, the Saw Group, Tony Simon for Diversity, most of the Second Amendment groups in the state. And then John has a list of speakers that are going to go through, like Shanine Allen coming back this year.
Shanine Allen is coming back this year. Keith Pantaleon's coming back this year.
These are people that were wrongfully arrested and prosecuted and, you know, acquitted or whatever.
And then we have our two keynote speakers are going to be Evan Knappen and Cam Edwards.
So, and Cam Edwards is Cam and Company for NRA News. He has a podcast.
Nationally syndicated on
radio
Sirius XM.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So he's going to be on the show as well, at the venue as well. So it's going to be an interesting day. And
it's not just that day. We have other things associated with the conference. On the 29th, we're going to be doing our CLE program.
For lawyers.
For lawyers, that's right. We are certified for 6.5 credits of CLE credit here in New Jersey.
Beautiful.
Quick, how do I get tickets?
NJSafeCon.net.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is in a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please check out Waldorf Chiropractic. If not, support those who support us. Send them an email, give them a positive post, or refer somebody.
Or just send them a check for no
Don't
reason
Don't send
at
them
all.
A check.
Like Soupy
Don't
Sales.
Send them a check.
Send them a check.
Nobody in this room knows who Soupy Sales is. John, do you?
No.
Yeah. Forget
just
it.
You and me.
I don't know either.
Oh, come on. Did my head shake come through on the radio?
I can see your head shake come through. All right, John. So Rhiannon was just asking, how does she get tickets? So you
want to visit njsafecon.net.
And how much are they?
There. So regular attendance is $20.
Okay.
If you sign up for the
CLE.
$20
for the whole day?
Yep. Well, see, that's the thing is this might also be more than just one day. I have been told that we were given the green light on our range day for Sunday the 31st.
Okay.
Oh. I don't have any more details at this point, but it's going to be included in the general admission. So you'll be able to go. It's going to be at the Cherry Ridge Range.
It's at Parsippany Hilton, the event. There's a Ruth Chris Steakhouse there. There's a bar that has bar foods there, which is very convenient. JR Tobacco, where I go smoke cigars, is only down the street. So after the conference, I might be hanging out with some people. We'll go for some cigars. Most women don't go because they hate. You hate to smell cigars? Yeah. You?
Nah, not so much. Yeah,
okay.
This is quickly becoming a whole weekend.
They usually complain that it's in my hair. The smell is in my hair. I can't stand it. You'd think they'd wear a shower curtain and be a little courteous. We have to walk around with them while they're shoe shopping.
Shower curtain?
A curtain?
A shower cap, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
So... You can laugh out loud. It's okay. They're laughing at me and not with me.
That's
that
pretty
sucks.
Much the case. We try to.
So, but the place is air conditioned. It's a beautiful meeting hall because it's July 30th. It's not like we're going to be outside baking in the sun, but it's going to be a great day. We're going to do a 2-hour radio show. We're going to be grabbing guests. We're going to have Cam Edwards on the show. John's Bare Arms podcast will be melded into the Gun for Hire radio show. So it's all going to be in there together. And, you know, everybody who's interested, like, you know, you guys, they might want to, like, talk to the pizza place about advertising or something. Anybody who has a two-way friendly product or service, it's worth it to advertise. You know, Dee, what you were talking about, the future business, mm-hmm. We'll talk about that because you could tap into the two-way community, which is very loyal.
Yes, we are actually looking into it.
Yeah, we'll help you with that.
Okay. So
talk about your thing, John. Sorry.
That's okay. We're going to have the app. I think I've mentioned this before, but we're already starting to collect banners from our sponsors and that. They're going straight into the app.
Now, Sandy has a flip phone. Will the app work there?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, it depends on the flip phone. It's going to be
compatible with a Motorola one.
Yeah.
iPhone, Android. You can look at it on a computer.
It's a rotary flip phone.
Yeah, rotary. Right. That's a cell phone too. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is. Right. Yeah.
The first cell phones were rotary. The bricks were rotary.
Right.
But go ahead.
But the point is if you're a business out there and you're saying, you know what, there's really, I don't want to do a booth because I don't have a physical item to sell. I don't have a use for a booth, but I still want to support the conference. You can contact me, info@njsafecon.net, and maybe we can hook you up with a banner ad or something on our website.
You got that? So where is it again? Where do we go? Because I forgot already.
Email info@njsafecon.net.
So this is July 30. July 29th at Ron Seuss's place is going to be the CLE credit. So if you're a lawyer or you need CLE credits.
If you're a lawyer and you want to get CLE credits, it's going to be $350. That's going to cover the full day. And you're going to learn self-defense law and New Jersey firearms law. Literally from the men who wrote the books on the subject.
Now, can I take that class if I want?
Anybody can take the class. If you're not a lawyer seeking CLE credit, it's $300. It's a little less.
Okay.
And that, for both of those, that includes lunch because it's a 9
what
to 5
schedule. What will the lunch
schedule.
Be? Will there be carbs?
I don't know. I don't.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a good lunch. It's a very good lunch.
I need carbs.
You could have carbs.
We're going to get a place recommended by the folks there at Liberty Office Suites.
Gotcha.
So Susan knows how to eat, so we're good.
Ron knows how to eat. Yeah. We were having a conversation yesterday. He does know how to eat, so that's great. So, John, tell us some more information. Who else is lined up? What else can we do? People should be buying their tickets early, right?
They should be buying them now, and if they buy them before July 1st, they're going to get a bag when they check in.
market. July 1st, so you have 2 weeks left
right.
to buy tickets, and you'll get a free bag for
checking
in.
You'll get the bag, and it's going to have some items in it from the conference and from some of our sponsors.
You know, I'm big on keeping everything in the family. And again, if you're a pro-gun guy or a girl and you have a business or a service, you really should contact John.
Absolutely.
You should be in the program.
It doesn't have to be gun-related.
I still have the program on my desk from last year, so I was flipping through it the other day. So you really should get involved. Again, you don't have to be a gun store or a gun range, but you know, us pro 2A people tend to stick together.
Absolutely.
I talk about it all the time. My dentist is a member of the range.
Yep.
And she's good, but I don't want to go to a dentist that's anti-gun.
No,
that's going to take my money
right.
and give it to Bloomberg.
Right.
You know.
So
right.
I try
I
to be selective
too
that way.
Is that the app that I talked about isn't going to be just for the day of the conference? It's going to be a sticky app because once it gets on people's phones, we're going to keep publishing content to it. It's going to stay relevant.
Throughout the year, I'll get updates.
If you get the banner. If you get a banner ad or something like that in the app's still going to be relevant between events because we haven't really talked about this publicly at all, but we've committed to doing this conference for the next couple of years. So we're going to keep this app relevant. We're going to be using the same app every time we do the conference. Like, it's going to persist.
Gotcha. Like the NRA does with the NRAAM, the annual meeting, and the
exactly.
SHOT Show does the same thing. And I just downloaded the Second Amendment Foundation. The app just updates every year,
yep.
and you get notifications. That's
right.
called a sticky app?
No, I'm saying the app will be
is that
sticky.
Like a sticky bun, I was wondering.
I'm hungry now.
I'm sorry.
And now I got to go to Glaze in Wayne. I think I'm
Glaze?
Banned from
you
there.
You like glazed donuts?
No,
is that
the
what
name of the company is Glaze. They're the ones that make the tricolor donut and the other donut.
Do they
went
glazed?
To some donut place. Where was that place?
Tricolor donut?
Purple Glaze down in
Purple
Asbury.
Purple Glaze in Asbury. She posted pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, scary. But
I don't
yes.
suggest eating a dozen donuts by yourself.
Did you?
Almost.
Nice.
With milk?
No.
Ah.
No,
light
milk.
Amateur. amateur. So, John, people can eat at the conference, the bar,
yep.
right? And
yep.
then the Ruth Chris is going to be right there. I might be setting up a group of people to go to Ruth Chris
right.
or something. I haven't delved into that yet. But there's a lot of places to eat in the area for you fast food junkies. There's a Wendy's right down the street if you want.
There's a burger bar or a burger place down the street that's like pairing burgers and wine.
Like a Zin burger?
Yeah, it is a Zin burger.
Yes. Yeah, there's one here in Clifton.
Yes.
They're actually, I don't drink, but they're,
right.
you don't want to see me drinking. I don't drink, but
yeah.
I go to Zin burger. I like their Kobe beef burger. It's
right.
Spot on. It's definitely not vegan.
Right.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
The way I've broken it down is the conference, it's all about, we're going to have the learning, we're going to do networking, and then we're going to be able to engage in the community.
NJSafeCon.net, NJSafeCon.net, July 30th. Please come and support us. We're going to have a great time. John, thank you.
Thank you.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Two locations, one in Montville and one on New Road in Parsippany. Ron Sousa is graciously donating his 70-person meeting room for the July 29th CLE credit. So please visit LibertyOfficeSuites.com. If you own your own business, you should stop hanging out at the barista bar like a big loser
and
spend as little as $58 a month and have a professional meeting environment where you can bring people in and impress them instead of working out of the back of your mom's minivan or something.
That's right.
Okay.
Just so, no lattes there.
Correct. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Support those who support us. So, two guests. Rhiannon Teng has been sending me emails, so I got so pissed off. I'm like, I'm not responding to the emails anymore. Just come on the show and talk because you're pissing me off. And then we have Chandini Mohan. We call her D on the show. Now, what do these ladies have in common?
Because you can't pronounce her name.
No, I said it right.
She said it right.
She
did.
I said it perfect.
Yeah, it was really good.
You're number one.
Wow.
Chandini, not Chandini. Chandini Mohan.
Very good. That's good. He can't say Albert Jones, but he can say Chandini Mohan.
Maybe he doesn't like him.
He doesn't like him.
As Ainsley would say, half a peace sign.
Half a peace sign, my friend.
So I handpicked these two ladies for a couple of reasons. Number one, they both fell for the chloroform trick.
That's true.
That's a positive thing. Number two is they were both at the diversity shoot. Rhiannon is a member of the range. She's building an AR with Jimmy. She's here introducing new shooters. D, on the other hand, is a member of the range, introduced to her when we had the first puppy rescue here. Okay.
Nice.
She was here all day with Donna and everybody from pitpatpup.org, which is Pitter Patter Pup.
Puppy house.
Yep.
Pitter Patter Puppy House, which is my charity, even though I didn't go and have a pizza. Nobody invited me. It was carbs, so I did this. But anyway, I noticed that these women, you know, Tony had the diversity shoot, and we tout diversity. They were diversity within diversity. Because, Rhiannon, what's your cultural background?
I'm half Chinese.
Half Chinese, and your family grew up in Burma?
My father is
Burmese?
In Burma right now.
Burma. So, which we're not supposed to say. We're supposed to say Myanmar.
Yeah,
but I say Burma, too. Burma shave and Burma. And Dee, where are you from?
India.
Now, we were talking. We get people from India to come and shoot, but it's a very small minority. So I noticed these two women, and I'm like, they're diverse group is even smaller in the diversity group. So Dee, tell us first, how did you end up, besides Pit Pat Pup, how did you end up in the Gun for Hire Woodland Park range fold?
First of all, with the adoption event is how I got introduced to Gun for Hire.
Okay.
I had no idea what this was, it was a range or what it was. So I came in. The moment I stepped in, I heard this pop-up sound. I'm like, oh, my gosh, should I run? Or I don't
Somebody
know what
shooting.
To do.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God.
And that was the Saturday you guys said, or the Friday night you
Friday
came
Friday night
set up.
I was here, and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, Donna, what's that sound? It's like, that's bullets. Like, oh, my God, I can't. Then I came here, was here a whole day, and I got used to the sound. I'm like, now I'm curious. I just want to shoot a gun. Let's see how it is. And, you know, in our culture, we don't get to shoot guns much often. So I'm like, you know, just take the opportunity, and Jeff is the one who introduced
Jeff
me to
Valdez.
all the pistols and everything. He's an amazing guy. He taught me how to safely load a gun, shoot a gun. Then I was hooked. Second time I was here was for the diversity shoot. I'm like, okay, let me give me a member. And then, you know, I'm here.
And now your life is ruined.
Yeah. I'm outside smoking a cigar about 5:30 at night, and this huge F-150 pickup truck rolls by with two women in it. And I said to the guys outside that I was BSing with Rockland, I'm like, that's hot. You know, I like seeing women in pickup trucks and Jeeps. I'm like, that's cool. I like to see that, right? So who turns the corner? Dee and Donna. And I'm like, did you guys just get out of that pickup truck? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty badass. You know, it was her pickup truck. And then 15 minutes later, she's walking down the hallway in my range. She's got a member badge on. Yeah. Nice. I'm like, okay.
See, fell for it again.
Yes, and she's in the diversity shoot. So I'm like, this is what, and you know how I talk all the time on the show, how this is what I want. I want her comfortable here.
And with the diversity, one more thing is that, you know, as I would never get in there alone.
Right.
You know, like I see, there are not much Indian people in there, so unless I see someone of my own, like Indian people, I don't get in. There's a lot of white people, a lot of other people, so I hesitated. That's why I said, you know, Jeff Dunn, are you going? Maybe I can go with you. So I sat in the corner, like, please don't look at me. But then Tony came in, and, you know,
Tony Simon,
very, very funny, and I felt
Tony's
right at home.
Tony's a great guy.
Yeah,
he really is.
And I'm like, oh, when's the next event? I'm in.
And then I came in and I embarrassed her because I announced to everybody that I went to walk Winston and I passed the back of her huge pickup truck and I saw tarp, shovel, lime, black pepper,
like,
and latex gloves in the back
of
her truck.
That's for business.
So Sean Fisher from Black Bag Resources ran over and got her a shirt of a shovel crossed with a shotgun and gave it to her. So, listen, if she was embarrassed, she had to get over that shit now because we made her the center of attraction, 50 people in the room. Am I right?
Yeah.
That was it, trial by fire.
Yes. And it worked out.
Yeah.
But you do feel comfortable here now, right?
Oh, my God, of course, yeah.
And you did mention that the day of the adoption, mm-hmm. you did see two Indian people, which you counted.
I saw two.
Okay, so you see
That's
how ethnic
when I felt
groups,
comfortable.
You, okay. Then she felt, you see how ethnic groups still look for their kind? Donna, you can sit down. You guys can sit down. Your son, there's chairs if they want to sit down. They don't have to. They're standing outside the window. The puppy rescue people. They're making me nervous.
Well,
she doesn't have a shovel, which is good.
Stands outside the window because it's
so. So you had
like
a good time with the diversity shoot that night.
I did. You know, if I was alone in the range and I was walking past, and even though it was a diversity shoot, I never in a million years I would just go in.
Would have just wandered in and sat down.
No, I can't. I would never do that because, you know, there are a lot of questions.
Well, number one, it's not cultural. Right?
It is, but still, it's like, you know, you see your people in there, you just want to, you feel curious, like,
what's going on?
Sure. Yeah, so I think that's what we need to build up. Like, I did reach out a lot of my friends that are coming next week to the range. And,
oh,
you
so
know,
you're indoctrinating them now.
Yes, I am.
And from your perspective, it's a lot, the accolade is a lot stronger because you're a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy saying it, you know, Jeff saying, hey, let's go to mm-hmm. the range. It's a testosterone thing, you know. And they're going to, you're almost daring them, you know.
Yeah, I am.
Regardless of the culture. But you as a female now, you really are daring them.
Yeah,
and
I am.
They have to come.
Especially my culture, I am.
Yes. So even if they're scared. But I was telling you, we do get a lot of people of Indian descent, mm-hmm. especially from Middlesex County. There's a high concentration, right? And we get a lot of them that come up. But definitely not as much as we would, I would say, for Asians or African Americans.
It's a high concentration of people of Indian descent, and it is also a cultural kind of a cove that is preyed upon by crime.
It is.
Oh, and there was a lot of crime.
A lot of
break-ins
and
stuff
in
that area.
And especially, even if you go down toward like Oceanport and mm-hmm. those areas, is another small community of Indian extraction. And there was a rash of crime.
Oh my! That
specifically
was last year.
Targeted
the
last year.
Especially Indians. And when they were caught, they said that we target them because they won't.
They
fight
don't
back.
Have guns, right?
They won't fight back. Even physically, they won't
fight
back.
Right.
I'm like, okay, that's not right. You know,
right.
It
absolutely isn't right.
That the predators look for prey.
Yes.
Okay.
They do. Yep.
We talk about this all the time because you know you're. If you walk around in life condition, we call it condition yellow, a heightened state of awareness. Condition white is we refer to as head and ass disease. Okay, usually little kids are in condition white. All right, so what happens to people?
And my wife
and his wife. Some people they'll say, oh, I've been mugged 3 times. Mm-hmm. And then you'll ask somebody else in their 50s, and they'll be like, I've never been mugged, because predators look for prey. If I'm hiding behind a car in a parking deck, and you walk by, and you look like you're going to put up a fight, there's just something I feel like, yeah. Oh, this bitch looks like she's going to fight back. I let her walk by, yeah. Okay? Right. Now, the next girl walks by. She's texting with her head down. Beautiful. Dinner has arrived, yeah. Okay? That predators look for that. They
especially
can feel something.
Especially in a parking garage. You don't get any cell phone reception or anything. Yes.
Correct. I'll just
wait.
How are
you going to call people?
For what I look to be the weakest person.
Yeah.
And so by walking with your shoulders back, mm-hmm. making eye contact, not texting, and being confident. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about it in New York. Don't walk around like a tourist.
I know.
Like this, you know, gazing up in the air. But walk like with a purpose. And the local criminals would be like, she looks like she's from here. She'll probably fight back. Ooh, yeah. Look at that one over there from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, let me go and
you can
rip
tell.
Her off. Yeah,
you can
oh,
absolutely
you can
tell.
Yeah. So predators look for prey. So mm-hmm. it's a big thing. So, again, the criminals, oh, these Indian people, they're not going to fight back. We can mm-hmm. break into their houses and flash a knife or a gun and take whatever we want. That's just
But
shitty.
I would say if one Indian family fights back with a gun.
That's right.
That will send a message
it
out.
It sends a message.
Like, you know what?
Right.
Not everyone's the same.
That's changes
right.
the whole dynamic.
Yes, absolutely. That's
what
the
whole
I'm
concept
looking
for. Behind
good.
Concealed carry. If you have, it doesn't, everyone doesn't have to be carrying a firearm.
Yes.
But the criminal has to know that mm-hmm. he's not sure
yeah.
who's carrying a firearm.
Yeah. Now,
and at that
he
point,
needs to know
just,
things have changed, that
yes.
you know, they're not bound
right.
by their culture, not getting a gun
right.
or anything. They are armed. So
again, what happened this past Saturday morning, past Sunday morning, was why was that particular bar targeted? It was targeted because it was an LGBT bar.
And a mm-hmm. gun-free zone.
And a gun-free zone. Because my carry permit in Florida says I can't carry in an establishment that serves that
the law, 51% or more
but
alcohol.
Even
right.
if it's a gun-free zone, if someone is like used to the sound of bullets,
rush the nut.
You know what? Of course they will.
Right.
The first time you hear a gunshot,
right.
your instinct is gonna duck down,
cower,
and run.
Right.
But if you're used to it, you're in a range, you like different types of guns going on, you're used to it, your brain doesn't scramble, your brain starts thinking.
And that is the time to, as we say around here, rush the nut.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLYGUNtraining.com. Jose is located where, Sandy?
In Spring Garden section of Philadelphia, directly across the way from the Philadelphia Firearms section.
So check out PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose just broke a record. It's 7 weeks in a row. He screwed up putting the radio
well,
show up on
good.
iTunes.
I mean,
that's not too bad, right?
But at least he wasn't the guy who we thought was...
oh, the
doing
gun range.
Television interviews
yeah,
at the gun
thank
range.
God. But PhillyGunTraining.com. So now, Rhiannon,
yes.
you seem to be a gun for hire stalwart here. Every time I come in, you're here. So you're sitting up front. You're bringing
place.
Friends in. You're building an AR. Let's talk a little bit about your story. I read three letters 3 weeks in a row about you, but now you're here. So instead of emailing me, we're going to see if you talk as good as you write.
I'm not quite as eloquent.
No.
I first got into shooting about 6 years ago.
with my stepfather, and it was kind of a way for me to reach out and bond with him when we didn't have much in common. He was very much a manly man, and I grew up in a house of all girls. So I kind of made the
total
step
culture
forward,
shock.
And we found a little bit of common ground, and he passed away in January, so it's just now more recently that I've really been trying to get into it more as a way to remember him and have fond memories. So now I show up here once or twice a week.
More than twice a week.
More than twice.
She's saying twice a week because her husband may be listening, who works
right.
7 days a week and thinks she's only here twice a week. So
don't blow my spot.
I may have given it up, but she already has four coins. You know, we do the each one, reach one. Like, you remember now, Dee, when you bring your friends up front, make sure you tell them you're introducing new people. They fill out the forms for the first time. They get poker chip. You get a poker chip for every new person. And when we have our grand reopening next year, hopefully, in the spring of next year, those chips are going to be used for something. How many do you have, Jeff?
Probably like 30.
Oh, probably like 30 already. Son of a... Anyway, so Rhiannon, so I see you coming here all the time. You're shooting. You came to the diversity shoot. Now you want to build your own AR with Jimmy.
I'm excited. Matt,
my art director, because the marketing for Build-A-Bear is directed at men and nothing for women. So
it says perfect gift for your man.
Yeah. So she told me.
Does it really?
It does.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
How sad.
So guess what? I introduced her to Matt.
Right.
I said, here, vent here, and I walked away.
Nice.
Left
very good.
Alone.
Yes. Very good.
I chewed his ear off for a little bit, and
good.
Then he promised to change
it. He is gonna change it. So go ahead, talk to us. Now Dee, she comes in all by herself.
Uh-huh.
She goes in, she shoots, and she leaves. She's past that point where you'll get there soon. But she's
I'm there.
Oh, you are?
I'm
okay,
there.
Okay, good.
I think it's very much the culture here that every time I walk in, I always find a smiling face, people that remember me, people that recognize me. Everyone stops to say hello. So I don't feel that trepidation when I walk in about being a girl by myself in a place with guns. I'm bringing my own guns. I'm showing up and I'm shooting, you know, all of my own stuff. It's my happy place. You know, I don't go to the gym. I don't do yoga. I don't do much else other than come here and have a woosah moment in the range and be able to relax. And
that's great.
It just happens to be, you know, sending bullets down the range.
She's here a lot. She hogged a diversity shoot, I heard.
I did not. I shared all of my toys, which, by the way, it was a great experience. Everyone brought so many different types of firearms and left them all in the different ports, and everyone was just hopping around, shooting different guns, things that people wouldn't ordinarily get to try. I brought a few of my favorites. It ran the gamut from new shooters to salty old vets.
I'm not gonna say his last name. Now, you guys, you know, we have the diversity shoot here every 2 months. August 11th is the next one, and then we have the SAW group, which is the female group, which they really do a lot to further female shooting. So if you have any friends that are interested, or I know you got you joined the SAW group.
Yep.
Okay, so they do really well. They just did a gun cleaning a group.
Two of my guys
came in, and all the women came with their guns. Years ago, do you know how a woman would clean her gun?
Mm-hmm.
She would say to her husband, "Clean this for me." Okay, that was the old school days, right, Donna? You know, where the man did the man duties and the woman did the woman duties, and that was that. I mean, I have a friend when his father died. This was in the 80s. The mother didn't know how to write a check. They were married like 45 years. She didn't run a check. She didn't know what bank their money was in.
That was my mother too.
That was your,
yeah.
You know that, you know the deal. So now women are like, wait a minute, this is my gun. I want to learn how to take it apart. So we have these classes where they come in, and it's free for the SAW members, which I think is a wonderful thing. And the women do it themselves. My guys just supervise. And if you have a problem or you end up with an extra part or three, we'll advise you and figure out how to put it back together.
Well, even cleaning my guns, like I find that to be a very relaxing experience. You know, I break out the table in the middle of the living room, put something quiet on in the background, and just zone out and take my guns apart, clean them all.
When her husband gives her a hard time, she does that and she hums real loud while she's cleaning the gun.
Yeah,
and
right.
It straightens his attitude out immediately.
It'll have that tendency to do that.
See how I clean my guns. Jimmy, clean these. I'm so lazy with that stuff. I've been in this game a long time. So I used to love that. I used to love to clean cars. I used to love to clean my guns. Therapeutic, right, Jeff? Cleaning your guns?
Yes.
Now I look at it as a major nuisance, but that's good. I'm glad. What about your fingernails? You don't have to worry about your nails?
Oh,
look
no.
at both of these.
I get the gel manicure. They last a lot longer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, me too, the gel. With the fingernail gel.
So that the cleaning solution doesn't do anything really to the
nope,
fingernail?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's pretty
Why cool. do you need
that's
to know that?
Well, I'm just curious.
Why does he need to know that?
You can't see this on the radio, but his nails are pink right now.
They are pink.
Nice, yeah. Andy.
Just my toenails.
Yeah, he's metrosexual. He's yeah. like that. He has his shower. He has like 30 hair and body care products in his shower.
Actually, no. My shower is usually the Marriott Hotel.
Oh, yeah. He travels a lot.
Well, I think it's really critical for, especially with the gun debate being so hot now, to put... friendly face.
Oh, amen to that.
The pro 2A. Absolutely.
You mean instead of fat old white guys?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I think
I've been pushing that for 30 years, and it's finally catching on. Since I built a range that welcomes diversity and makes people feel comfortable. I'm telling you, go outside the New York metropolitan area. D, you'd walk in. I'd be there. The beard, maybe coveralls, shirt optional under the coveralls. I'd have
bathing optional.
I'd have my Snapple cup. I'd have summer teeth. Some over here, some over there.
Right.
And Snapple I'd be, cup, spinning, be spinning my tobacco. Snapple, and I'd be like, hey, Toots, what do you need, a gift certificate?
Well, even when I first started shooting about 6 years ago,
the sweetie
environment of being a young female shooter was a bit condescending.
Yes.
You know, people would kind of... You know, hey, little miss, do you need help with that?
See what I mean?
What you're doing?
See, Toots,
and that was
little
only
miss.
6 years ago. Now
it has changed a great deal in 6 years.
A huge, you know, wave of female shooters coming onto the scene, and I'm proud to be part of that, and I'm proud to push for even more.
Why do you think that is, though? We ask every female shooter. It has flipped. I had this conversation this morning on my way here. It has literally flipped. To their where they're, I think here. I don't know, Ann. Do you see this anywhere else in the country that you see here?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It is probably 70% to 80% female here, which on a Saturday.
Part of it is the environment here specifically. It's incredibly welcoming to female shooters. I've never felt uncomfortable. I've never been put in a situation where I'm like, oh, that guy kind of talked down to me. It was always respectful, and you know, the people here approach me like an equal, which is
inclusive,
all that I ask for.
Yeah.
You don't expect to get treated like a girly girl here. It ain't happening. Okay, it's not happening. You're going to get treated like an equal, and you're going to make them feel comfortable. I'll choke my staff out if I catch them doing anything different. Right. So I will choke them out. I can say that on the radio?
Yes, you can.
I did.
How come women shooters now that just generally are coming into? What's your opinion on that?
You mean in general into the hobby?
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is being able to recognize the confidence that you get from getting into this hobby. Just the more that I've been shooting, it's a different way that I carry myself in my everyday life. Yeah, I'm not allowed to carry a handgun in my purse, but I'm going to walk with my shoulders a little straighter, and I'm going to walk with my back a little more rigid, and you know, I hold my head a little higher, and I'm more confident in who I am and what I do and what I'm about. And I think that just kind of spreads, you know. One girl brings a female friend, and then that is a great way to kind of spread the confidence, you know, that everybody comes here and gets to try something new and says, you know what, I could do this. I could do anything.
Very interesting.
Very Rosie the Riveter.
Now, Dee, cool. did you get your own guns yet?
Not yet.
You're working on it?
Yep.
Did you fill out your paperwork?
I have to. Jeff have to help me with that. So
that's a process.
Yeah,
you'll see.
It is a huge process.
It you know what's good though? You need to go through it, because when you introduce your friends to shooting, and they're going to say, "Oh, it's so easy to get a gun." You're going to turn around and say, "No,
right?
It's not."
Yeah.
I have background check, references, fingerprints, photo, police, la 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 la. Wait months for my paperwork to be approved. So. Yeah. Once you go through that process, then you'll see. So would you like to shoot so far? Are you a semi-auto or a revolver girl?
I like revolvers. Yeah. I like shotguns. Mm.
Shotguns are nice.
My first was a revolver.
I saw that.
Yeah, revolvers are great. Yep. You know, I used to say this all the time. It's and I don't mean it in a demeaning way, because I'm a revolver guy. They're idiot-proof. And, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning when the poop hits the fan, as close to idiot proof as you can possibly muster up is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
Now, we get a lot of people here, older people, and they can't pull a slide back on a semi-automatic. So a revolver is really the only option, mm-hmm. you know. And then again, when your fight or flight reflexes kick in and you lose your fine motor functions and you're sweating and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you think somebody broke into your house, you could limp wrist that gun, mm-hmm. which right. is going to induce
right.
a jam.
Right.
In shootouts, people have hit the magazine release button by accident. So the first round fires and now it slides forward on an empty chamber or it locks back because you dropped the mag out. And again, if you do induce a jam, you're nervous and sweaty, you might not be able to pull that slide back. So 5 or 6 shot revolver guaranteed sometimes is better than a 15 shot semi-auto that's not fully guaranteed. And you know, I'll get a lot of crap email for this.
Oh yeah,
but
absolutely.
I don't care. Right. What's the volunteer organization for the dogs?
Pitter Patter Puppy House.
Pitter Patter Puppy House. And what's the website?
.org.
Pitpatpup.org.
I like that.
I want to talk about that more when we come back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
This segment is brought to you by, is it Vita Pizza? What's the website?
Pizza Vita.
Pizza Vita? Pizza Where are they?
Pizza
Montclair?
PizzaVitaNJ.com. Summit.
Pizza Vita in Summit. And they have a truck, too. Does that mean they'll just, if I call them up, will they come and just make pizza for me? Like three
Absolutely.
Or four of them? Nice. Wow. PizzaVitaNJ.com?
PizzaVitaNJ.com. And I also work for a chocolate company.
I know.
Same owners.
She dropped off a box of organic you didn't get any.
I didn't get any.
No,
I didn't get any pizza. I didn't
you
get
anything.
I never get anything.
Did you get a cologne?
Did
you get a cologne?
I did get
You're
a cologne.
You're good, then.
All right.
All right.
We're good with cologne.
And it's
How
also...
I'm hungry, though.
It's also sponsored by PitPatPup.org, which is my pet rescue charity. Reese is Paul's dog, and Piper is Jess's dog, and they were both picked up the day PitPatPup did an adoption day here, and they'll be doing more when we have the expansion. We'll have them in every couple of months because we'll have the room, we'll have the foyer and the lobby. Right now with the construction going on, it's a mess outside with all the temporary fences up. So pitpatpup.org, they're always looking. What are you guys looking for in donations?
Puppy food, puppy adult food, canned food.
Bleach, paper towel.
Or you can go on their website and you can make a donation through PayPal. You could make a donation. You can see where they are. They're usually in Lyndhurst and stuff. You can make a donation. Speak it up, Donna. What else?
We need fosters.
You need foster homes. Oh my
dogs.
God.
Foster dogs. Just keep going.
Okay. I know. My dog is sick right now. He's something wrong with his leg. He's limping.
Fosters is like a big help for our rescue.
Yeah. You need
That's
foster
where they,
homes.
They you know, come out of their shell and they feel part of a family. And that's where they go through that change from the shelter to a family.
I think it's great. Foster is very important. What you guys do. I love dogs more than people.
Problem is, if I was a foster, you would get no dogs back.
How many times
that's
has that
two.
Happened?
That's
that you, see, you guys do
me.
That on purpose.
Twice right. with me.
Right.
Twice?
Think about it. I have a Saint Bernard, and I have a pointer. Then I picked up this little pug chihuahua mix just last week.
Now he's, that's it.
That's it. I mean, and then I have another foster with me. So, yeah, it's a house full.
Wow, it's a pretty house, pretty good house.
How much does the Saint Bernard weigh?
155.
Nice.
Is he aggressive?
Too heartworm type.
What about if I came over? Would he be aggressive till he got to know me? Oh, you're supposed to say yes because people are listening.
But my other dog is. So,
oh, okay.
So
okay.
I have backup.
So the St. Bernard would just like jump on you and lick you to death?
That's enough to kind of
150 pounds coming at you. Yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
You can't get up.
That's right.
150 pounds. Wow. How is he? Is he good on the leash? You don't have to worry about him?
Yeah. He's perfect.
Oh, that's pretty cool. God bless. So, yeah, we love dogs more than people. So, pitpatpup.org, please, you know, show some love, you miserable son of bitches that are listening to the show. So, did I say that out loud?
No.
Nope. And Sandy loves when I alienate our listeners, like the flyover states
like
the in the center and stuff.
Guy. Here we go.
You know, we're not talking, politics or anything in New Jersey this week because we're just getting beat up and it's not worth it.
No.
Everybody, it's the same story, just repeat it over and over again. So you're going to get a gun. You're going to get a revolver probably for your first gun.
Mm-hmm.
Get a gun that's that'll shoot 357 and 38s out of it, but don't shoot 357s out of it, okay?
Not yet.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah, you did?
I have one.
Yeah. Did you really?
You shot,
what, do you get a snubby revolver?
No.
And I'm not saying that because you're ladies.
Oh, nice. Well,
yeah, I'm not saying it because you're ladies. Just don't shoot magnums out of it. Just shoot 38s.
Well, it takes a lot of the – I mean, it's good for, in the beginning, you know, for a couple of shots, but it just takes the pleasure out of it. Really, especially if you're using a little snubby.
My joke is that if you put magnums in your home defense gun, what the positive thing is, if you miss the perpetrator, you'll set him on fire. Because a 4-foot flame shoots out of the... When the police come,
that's
they're
very
like,
true. What's,
I don't know what he looks like,
know.
But he ran that way on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire.
He's running north on Main Street in a big ball of flame.
Yeah, I didn't think I hit him, but he's on fire.
Magnums are, if you're hiking in a free state like Wyoming and you're worrying about bear or something, you'd want to carry a magnum round, but it's just too excessive. It takes all the fun out of it. It really does.
I would suggest at least getting some experience with it, so in case you are put in a position where you need to shoot a bear, you know how to do it.
Yeah, right.
Try a few. Just don't run a steady diet through your gun.
Okay.
Now, what about you, Rihanna? What do you like to shoot?
I've been shooting a lot of my 12-gauge.
Yeah, killing your shoulder, huh?
No, not at all.
No?
I can handle it. I signed up for a Sporting Clay event with
Rosie.
CNJFO.
Yeah, they're sponsoring something. Lehigh Valley's a beautiful place.
I've never been.
Are you
I've
going
never
up to Lehigh Valley? Yeah. Gorgeous place.
Yeah. Once you guys, when you try that, that's it. You're done. Yeah. You guys, for the local guys, we have Fairfield Trap in Parsippany.
Fairfield?
No, in Montville. Fairfield. It's not in Fairfield anymore. It's in Montville. But the Fairfield Trap is nice on Horseneck Road. But you need your own shotguns, and you can go shoot a round of trap. The shotgun sports, unfortunately, gentlemen sitting in this room, women shoot better than men with shotgun sports. They have better hand-eye coordination, and there's physiological reasons, your frame, they say, because women's bodies are built differently, you have a lower center of gravity, more of a turret for turning.
Mm-hmm.
Our Olympic skeet gold medalist for 4 Olympics in a row is a female. Olympics in a row, 16 years. And they, you know, you never get to see it because they show that at 1:30 in the morning, the shooting Olympics, you know, because they don't want us to see it in the U.S.
God
but
forbid.
I watched a conversation with her. They were interviewing her, and while she was talking, they were pulling, and she would just pause and shoot and then go back to talking.
Wow.
And she just kept knocking him out of there. I'm like, man, that's scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, so I was like, I've been doing it, boom. And they just kept coming full. I'm like, oh, my God. An Olympic trap is
very, very small.
It's only this big. The clay bird is, and they're not real birds, animal lovers. They used to be real birds at the turn of the century. They're little clay birds, they call them.
They still
clay
have
pigeons.
Pigeon shoots, too, but I can't.
People go
kill
and shoot real birds. I could kill a human way before an animal.
Absolutely sure.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
This is like, because humans do stuff on purpose to make us want to kill them. Animals don't.
No.
So I'm good that way, you know.
You should really get involved in some of the local clubs. I mean, there's a little club that I belong to. And we had a female shooter come in just the other day, a young female shooter come in, probably 12 or 13 years old, never shot before, and shot better than most of the people on the first squad.
The problem is that every time somebody suggests a new club to sign up for, I sign up for it.
There's worse things.
Like, it's you know, true. You know, Dee, you said you were hooked, right? Mm-hmm. That's what happens. People get hooked because they, you know, it seems to be taboo because mm-hmm. the media, again, says that we're all rednecks yeah. and it's all bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when you come into the environment, you see the camaraderie here, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I mean, and I'm not just saying that because it's my range, but you sat with people in a diversity oh, yeah. shoot that were yeah. never in my range before, and they treat you with respect. Yes, they'll let you try their gun. And people see how unselfish mm-hmm. it is.
It's like being in this environment. Welcomed into a new family. Yeah, you is. Just meet so many brothers and sisters that, you know, have
a great
similar
analogy.
Hobby and love of firearms and shooting and sport. And I've yet to come across somebody that has been, you know, no, that's my gun, you can't shoot it, or
there's some, but they're so far.
We used to get that. Most of them are like retired or gone now. I used to get all the time when I was younger, I'd see an older guy do something wrong. I was shooting before you were born.
Right.
I was,
right.
Okay. Luckily, that culture is dying out.
It is for the most part, you know, but Sherry, from the head of the Saw Group, she's been doing a tour where she's been visiting gun stores throughout the whole state, and she's experienced it a few times.
Oh, it's still out
still.
There. Mm-hmm. But the
where they marginalize her because she's female.
Mm-hmm. But definitely the family aspect and the camaraderie is spreading quicker than that's.
You guys are
yeah.
overpowering it,
yeah,
and I love it. You know, I love seeing four, five, six women.
Sure.
I mean, people of all different color. I told you when I. CBS News, like, what's your clientele look like? I'm like, a cross between Noah's Ark and the United Nations. That's
yeah,
what I said.
Right.
It's like every size, shape,
right,
and color
right,
walks
right,
through
absolutely.
The place now. If you come here on Sunday, mm-hmm. you see yarmulkes everywhere. Oh, yeah,
yep.
We get tons of religious Jews that come to shoot on Sundays.
Right.
And I told Cindy, at the end of the day, I'm speaking Yiddish. They walk out, I'm like, gazai gazun. I'm like, where did I get that from? You know, but we get so many diverse cultures and makeups and
yeah.
and this country's a melting pot, you know. Yeah. Eventually everybody's just going to be Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
I think right like
right.
another 50 75 years or, you know, it's just going to end up that way in this country. I mean, I've been in foreign countries, everybody's the same color, almost the
right.
same look, but this country eventually I think we're just going to morph into, you know.
And it kind of takes you off
thing.
Too when you realize that America is unique in that aspect throughout the entire world. We are the most culturally diverse country ever in the history of the world.
It's the great melting pot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And yet we get the shit that we're not supposed to. We are not. You're not culturally diverse enough. You're not. You need sensitivity training toward culture. Dude, we grew up with culture. There wasn't one person in my gang growing up. I don't think.
You were in a gang?
Yep. Yeah, well. It's the statute of limitations.
The cotton candy gang.
The cotton candy gang. But they're really, right? And, I mean, growing up too, same thing. It was, no one, we never saw color or.
No, we were all poor, but we had fun.
We were all poor, but we had fun.
And it's changing. You know, we get, Ron Sousa says, political correctness in this country is our Sharia law.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
We can't say what we want to say.
Yeah.
I like stereotype jokes because they're true, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Right?
Right?
And you can have fun with them.
Sure.
I like having fun with stereotypical jokes. And but today, everybody needs to go to a safe place and they get hurt because you said something. That, you know, suck it up. My father would have just slapped me in the back of the head.
Walk it off, kid.
Correct.
Yeah.
What was the adoption place again?
We are at Petco in Ramsey.
Yes.
Saturday 1 to 5, and at Lyndhurst Pet Value from 11 to 5.
And the website again?
PitPatPup.org.
PitPatPup.org. And the pizza place?
PizzaVitaNJ.com and VitaOrganicFoods.com.
The organic foods, the dark chocolates,
yeah,
it doesn't
suck.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah,
suck?
It's good. It's in my office if you want to see it later. I'll show
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay,
just the wrapper there.
But you're not getting any.
Not allowed to eat any.
Ladies, thank you so much for being
thank
on
you.
The show.
Thank you so much.
Guys, we got some classes coming up. Forget about the political climate in New Jersey. We are screwed.
Totally.
Because they're going to ban everything. We'll talk about that maybe next week.
Build your ARs now.
10-year-old Cheyenne Roberts might be on the show next week. Details to follow. We have Evan Knappen will be here October 14th. We have a ton of classes listed online from Quick Clot, Use of Force, Urban Carbine. Gary Roth, I promise, we'll use your letter as a learning tool next week. Until then, again, Dee, Rihanna, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and licensed to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, and the ladies who came in to give us some intelligence for a change, we love you guys. Please be safe. Don't listen to the nonsense. Talk the truth. We'll see you again next week. All yours, Winston. PitPatPup.org. Send them something nice.
To go shine.